welcome to Mission Health Partners podcast. Today, we will be sharing a presentation from our annual in-person provider meeting held in June. You will be hearing from Dr. Zenny Scott, a pediatric pulmonologist and founder of Ascend Pediatric Pulmonary, a solo pediatric pulmonary practice in Asheville, North Carolina. Dr. Scott completed her medical degree at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso, followed by a pediatric residency at the University of Arizona in Tucson. She went on to complete her fellowship in pediatric pulmonary medicine at Duke University Hospital. We were grateful to have her as a speaker this year. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I think after listening for the first two presentation, I don't know what I'm doing here. So, and I also have to disagree with Dr. Tohan that I think lungs are cooler than heart. Maybe you can put your patient on ECMO, and we also have a backup, you know, one doesn't work, the other one backup. So I hope this presentation will be useful for our pediatrician and our family medicine. So I like to review the pediatric asthma management based on 2024 GINA guideline, age-specific recommendation, and then in changes in the reliever and controller option. So GINA is basically a global guideline for asthma management. Every year they release a update based on the new evidence, and this year they focus on prevention, control, and exacerbation reduction. So NIH usually update their guideline like once in a blue moon. The last NAEPP guideline for asthma management was in 2020. So that's why I choose the GINA guideline, because the most recent one was 2024. The key changes is no short-acting beta agonist, only monotherapy if you have a persistent asthma. The preferred reliever for children with asthma greater than 6 years old is inhaled corticosteroid and formoterol, which is put the emphasis of smart therapy. And the other thing is the prevention, which incorporating a social determinant into asthma care. So asthma diagnosis is actually a clinical diagnosis, so mostly based on history. You don't even need any fancy tool. So if they have a respiratory symptom that are variable, they have a response to ICS for 4 weeks use, or if they are old enough to do spirometry, they will have improvement in their forced expiratory volume greater than 12% after using the bronchodilator or albuterol. Risk factor for asthma exacerbation, if they have severe past exacerbation, use albuterol more than 3 canisters per year, suboptimal dosing, poor adherence, medical comorbidities like GERD or BCD, allergy exposure, poor lung function, intubation, ICU admission, and a type 2 inflammatory marker. So when I discuss asthma control with parents, I try to make it a little bit easier. So there's ACIA mentioned the rule of two, meaning that if patient have symptom of asthma or need a reliever more than 2 times per week, cough that wake you up more than 2 times per month, or using 2 canisters of albuterol per year, that tell you their asthma is not well controlled. That means that we need to set up their therapy. For children less than 5 years, there was no significant changes in their guideline because there's no recent evidence of asthma management. If you guys know somebody with kids less than 5 years that want to be the guinea pig, no, just kidding. For children greater than 6 to 11 or 12 years old, so this is like a stepwise treatment of asthma, but I just want to emphasize the difference, not based, not the step of the management, because you can read that online, but because they get rid of the use of albuterol only if you have persistent asthma. So they recommend if you have persistent asthma, you use your albuterol, which is the short-acting beta agonist. They recommend also use the ICS at the same time. I do not have any financial disclosure, so the reason why I put this brand of ICS is because I cannot pronounce the generic most of the time, can barely speak English. So if you have symptoms less than 5 days per week, they recommend to use daily low-dose ICS. And the one in the market for pediatric patient is Flovent 44, low dose, and then asthma 50 microgram, and as needed albuterol. This is the one where I want to focus on. So when patient have a asthma symptom that is most day, or have waking up at nighttime because of cough more than one time per week, they recommend the use of Symbicort. So Symbicort is ICS and long-acting beta agonist combination. Gina recommend to use Symbicort as a maintenance, but also as a reliever therapy, meaning that if you use the Symbicort as a maintenance twice a day when you have an asthma flare, they recommend also using the Symbicort. So children only need to carry like one inhaler instead of two inhalers. I also put here low-dose ICS LABA and PRN SABA. Remember I said that if you use as needed SABA, you should use the low-dose ICS. Unfortunately, most insurance, especially commercial insurance, do not cover more than one canister of Symbicort. So we kind of like have to be creative and come up with like a different way for insurance to cover it. And then step four, basically pretty much the same, it's just that you use your medium dose ICS and LABA. So Symbicort is the only long-acting beta agonist that you can use as a rescue inhaler. This is because the LABA is a formoterol, see it's really hard to say, formoterol, and that's the only one of the long-acting beta agonist that you can use because they have the same onset of action as albuterol, so they have a producing result pretty quick. You cannot use anything like Advair, which has a salmeterol, or ultra long acting beta agonist that they use in adult called filenterol, because that's also like take a long time for it to kick in. Adolescent greater than 12 years old, the treatment is same as adults, so I mean, they're not cute anymore, so I'm just gonna skip this one. So smart therapy has been researched for about 10 years, have very good meta-analysis, about 8,500 patients who on smart therapy worldwide, and have been shown to reduce asthma exacerbation in the randomized control trial by 35%, and they also do a real-life trial and reduce asthma exacerbation actually more than 50%, and the safety profile is pretty good. So for conclusion, no SABA monotherapy, no albuterol only if you have persistent asthma. If kids are greater than 6 years old, we prefer smart therapy. We also want to prioritize education and social determinant of health and regular assessment and adjustment.
Before we end, I wanted to bring on our very own Mission Health Partners respiratory therapist, Amy Trees, to discuss ways that she can help you, the provider, and your patients. Thank you for coming on, Amy.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me. My first time on a podcast.
Awesome. If you wouldn't mind sharing the services you can provide to physicians and their patients, and just touching a little bit on our asthma program.
Sure. So referrals come to me a couple of ways. In priority, referrals are coming from you guys, the providers. And so when I get a referral from you, I follow up with seeing what's been prescribed and then contact the patient. And then we just start from scratch with some basic asthma education. We review what medications have been prescribed for asthma treatment. We talk about the delivery device. We talk about triggers. And so then we also have a care medic visit. If the child is 5 or older and is willing, we do spirometry. And that information comes back to you. And that's kind of an initial regular visit. And then we wait a couple of weeks and do it all again. And just with any, as with other chronic diseases, repetition is important and a consistent message is important. And so we do that until there seems to be, with TeachBack, some understanding of what is happening and with symptom recognition and also some level of control. Another way I've been able to identify some of our asthma patients is we have this amazing chronic disease dashboard. And so it's easy for me to see claims of patients who are connected with an asthma diagnosis. And so I can call and just check in and just ask, how are you doing? How often are you using your Buterol for relief? Do you have an inhaler at school if you need it? Would you like help getting your paperwork completed? Do you know about your payer plan and if there's asthma benefits that come along with that? And so I just kind of do a light touch that way. So those are a couple of ways that I check in with our asthma population.
Thank you so much, Amy. If you would like to refer a patient to our asthma program, please email mhpreferrals@hcahealthcare.com or fax to 828-213-6195.